Okay, so I used to work for a big corporate accounting firm. I had two bosses. For the purposes of this story, I'm going to call them Gilligan and the Skipper, because now we call them Gilligan and the Skipper. And yes, they both perfectly looked like, acted like, bantered like, exactly like their namesakes. It was uncanny. But make no mistake, the Skipper was the Skipper. The captain, ace guy, man in charge. And Gilligan hit the same boss man title, but everyone knew. Gilligan was really just the Skipper's little buddy. That's how it worked. It did work. They were the best of friends from way back. Finished each other's sentences, spoke in a babble. Only they understood. Until one day. No one knows why or what happened backstage, but one day, they just stopped talking. Closed doors, no little buddy, no finished sentences. The workplace was in an accounting uproar. In the middle of the rumors and the secrets, Gilligan calls me into his office and he says, all casual like, hey, you know, I think it's about time you moved on to some bigger projects. I want you to start helping out in the Clemson file. The big money file. Here we go. Thanks, but, you know, the Skipper, he told me under no circumstances was I ever to touch the Clemson file. Well, I think the Skipper might be going about things the wrong way, don't you? And I get it. Even I'm not that stupid. Gilligan's trying to stage a coup, and he wants me to put my neck on the line. And I don't know what to do. Because, yeah, he's kind of my boss, but Gilligan can't run this ship. He needs a Skipper giving orders. Put Gilligan in charge, and the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. I tell him I'll get back to him right away. Of course, the Skipper, he sees me coming out of Gilligan's office, and his eyes narrow. Lord have mercy. Trouble's about to go down. So I'm like, hey, Skipper, Gilligan just told me I need to be more like you.
Gilligan said that?
Yep. Said if I started acting more like your Skipper, he'd put me on the Clemson file, but only if you approved. He said nothing happens around here without your say-so. And the Skipper nods, slowly, like I just dropped some mad wisdom. And a couple minutes later, there I see the Skipper and Gilligan joking around like old times, unpleasantness forgotten. And yes, I took full credit. I'm a uniter, not a divider. End of the day, they called me in, both of them, where the friendly banter ceases. Gets all formal, they say, that my repeated and calculated interest in the Clemson file indicates that I'm not really a team player. Really? Really? Really. Today, on Snap Judgment, from WNYC and NPR, we proudly present The Fall Guy. Amazing stories from real people caught between a rock and another rock. My name is Glenn Washington, about to take you on a 3-hour tour, because you're listening to Snap Judgment.